I am so thankful to welcome my good friend, Dr. Timothy Brown. Tim and I go way back, and we have a lot of connections. We were freshmen together at Furman University in 1978. And Tim, we also were reminiscing just before we began our recording that we actually shared an art history book together for a pretty significant art history class that we both enjoyed. And I just discovered a few moments ago that you still have that art history book that I appreciated so much, all the underlinings and notes that you had taken. I'm so thankful, Tim, for your sharing with us. There are many reasons I wanted to have you as a guest at First Baptist Decatur. One of them is just because I've appreciated you so much all these years, and our friendship and your warm smile and your generous spirit. But I also am so thankful to welcome you as a part of this worship service on this second Sunday in February, Black History Month, and specifically your relationship with Mother Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston. Many of you listening in this morning are aware that Mother Emmanuel Church is the historic location that has been a significant church leader of prophetic word and loving word over the several centuries that Mother Emmanuel has been in existence. But 5 years ago this year was the horrific shooting at Mother Emmanuel. And Tim, you and I talked about this, and still some of the significant ripple effects that shooting has had, not only in Emmanuel Church, but also in our country. So I'm just so thankful that you are willing to be with me today on this interview, and I'm thankful that you're willing to share with our congregation about that experience, about the feelings still happening at Mother Emmanuel, and also just as whatever you feel you need to say, what you want to say to our congregation about the times that we live in, the things that we need to hear, and how we can learn to love each other better in these days. Welcome, Tim. So glad you're here.
Thank you. That's quite a bit to think about, and also to share. I don't know if you know this or if I shared this with you. Been a member of Emmanuel for more than 30 years. And I joined that church not too long after I moved to Charleston. And I'm not from Charleston originally. I'm from a very small town in South Carolina. But
Darlington,
exactly. And so you remember that.
Of course. And
so when I finished up with my master's at the University of Iowa, I came back home, came back to South Carolina. And I moved here. And not too long after moving to this area, I joined Emmanuel. And I joined Emmanuel under the recommendation of my mom. Don't always listen to her.
Good for her.
She told me that, because I was shopping for a church to join when I got here. And I looked at three AME churches, and I grew up AME, so I knew that I wanted to stay with the AME denomination. And I had narrowed it down to three churches downtown. One of them was Emmanuel. Another one was Greater St. Luke, and the other one was Morris Brown. Greater St. Luke was interesting to me because the pastor there was the brother of the pastor that I had in Darlington for about 14 years. And those two brothers looked so much alike, and I really liked my minister growing up, so I thought about joining there. But then my mom said, you ought to join Emmanuel because Reverend Gillison just got moved there, and he's this really good minister. And she just went on and on about Reverend Gillison because she knew about him because he was in a district where my home church used to be. So that's why I joined Emmanuel. And didn't really know as much about the history then as I know about it now. But you had asked, I guess, about my experience coming off of that tragedy.
Yeah.
And that, of course, is a little more than 5 years ago.
Right.
And one of the things that had come out because of that, and what many folks seem to know us for, is that sense of forgiveness and love.
Yeah.
That is there, or that we're so much or people think of us as having. And I have to admit that I wasn't always there.
In the sense of being able to forgive.
Forgive.
And Tim, I think it's important for us to remind everybody, this was a Wednesday night Bible study.
Yes.
And this, a young man, a white young man, came into the fellowship hall and was welcomed in by the congregation, came in and for over an hour sat in a Bible study with the members of the church who were hospitable and welcoming and tried to engage him in this Bible study. And as the Bible study ended, he ended up shooting 9 of the members, including the pastor. Mm-hmm. And this was a horrific, horrible experience that sent, shocking to everybody. But so this is the thing that you're referring to, and the difficulty of forgiving. And these families, I think all 9 families forgave this young man. But so what you're referring to, I think, is quite now significant of, this is really hard.
And I remember sharing with someone else that had it not been because of the families, because it was almost, they were there that very next day when he was arraigned, and you could hear one family member after the other saying, "I forgive you." Had I not heard that, I don't know if I would have gotten there.
Yeah.
And love and forgiveness, that's not a very easy thing to do.
Yeah. In a situation like that,
And you really have to work at it. And when you think, and for me, that kind of horrific type of event that took place, it wasn't the first time that I have been aware of such a thing. As far as racism and as far as issues of injustices, I can think back to when I was 10 years old. I don't know if you have ever heard about this story, but when we had integration in Darlington County, Lamar, a town within Darlington County where I grew up, and I'm watching this on the news as a 10-year-old, and my not knowing what the word racism is, or not knowing what injustices, that one particular term at that age, but clearly I could see that something was not right.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking at this this mob of white folks beating out the windows of a school bus and flipping the school bus over. And we're not talking about flipping a Volkswagen Beetle. We're talking about a big school bus.
Right.
So when you think about one particular injustice or one act of racism over and over and over again that you witness and that you are aware of through all of your life, you just kind of get exhausted. And so to love and forgive, it really, to me, it's a very, it's hard work.
And
from what has happened at our church, because as you said, think about what that young man did and the kind of disruption that he caused in people's lives. The disruption in the lives that he caused with the victims, their families. And I don't know if you realize this, Pastor Paintley's wife and one of his daughters were hiding in the office when that took place. A lot of people don't remember that or have forgotten that. And of course, the three survivors that were there were a part of that prayer group, that kind of disruption.
Yeah.
The kind of disruption that we've had at the church in a way in which we have gone through this whole thing of the security that we have around the church now. So you have to work at least I have to work at forgiveness, and I have to work at love when I think about the kind of disruption that this guy caused. But if it hadn't been because of the families, I don't know if I would have gotten there.
Yeah.
And that was a pretty tough night there. And the other thing, David, as far as just being aware of problems with injustices or problems that we're having in society right now, the shooting of Walter Scott was just maybe a few months before that. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
And Walter Scott's brother lives literally right around the corner. I mean, literally right around the corner from where I live. I mean, I walk out my house, go three houses down, turn the corner, go about four houses down. His brother's house is on the right-hand side. And so you can't get away, you know, from it.
Yeah.
You can't get away from racism. You can't get away from social injustices. You can't get away from it. But yet you have to work at love. At least I feel like I have to work at love. I have to work at forgiveness. It's not an easy thing to do. And I feel like I'm rambling on here.
Well, no, the thing that I feel like you're expressing, Tim, is the truth. And that is, we sometimes kick around this word as a much too light a thing. And part of what I'm attempting to say with 1 Corinthians 13 in another part of the service is, it sounds poetic and sweet and here it is, Valentine's Day also. So there's this whole, oh, it's romantic and isn't that nice? When in fact, I think your words, "this is hard," is something that we really need to take to heart, because it's one thing for African Americans to have to work at loving in spite of oppression and prejudice and a lifetime of seeing these things unfolding. It's a different kind of work that the white community needs to be really taking these things to heart and saying, what do we need to repent of? What can we do to bring about reconciliation and genuine, authentic community and love? And so I'm glad you're talking about how hard this is and how hard it needs to be for us to reciprocate and do what's necessary. So I feel like your confessional words are so important, Tim, and I appreciate that so much. And your gentle spirit, I mean, I know that what you've said is true, but you've been able to say it in a way that is kind still. And so thank you for who you are and for what you represent. And thank you for representing Emmanuel Church in such a good way. And And on behalf of that congregation, thank you for the witness that they've given to the world and continue to give to the world. And by the way, it's not only love and forgiveness, but it's been the prophetic word of racial justice and standing for what's right that Emmanuel has been one of the clarion voices over the centuries. And so I think I hadn't realized it was 30 years. I knew it had been a long time that you've been a member there, but.
Mm-hmm. 1989, yeah.
Wow. Well, is there anything else you would like to say that we need to hear?
I don't know where your church is as far as your congregation and the thinking that's there, or the general culture of how they feel about these kinds of topics, but for those who really want to make a difference and who want to change things, I ask them to spend some time researching, spend some time looking at organizations that contribute to changing things for the better. And I also ask them to not give up, because it's very easy to do.
Yeah.
And when I say not give up, it seems like whenever something horrific happens, you think, okay, this is really going to change things.
Yeah.
People go really change their minds. Yeah. People are going to start doing things for the better. But it seems like folks just don't, and things just still stay the same. So, but if we are persistent, I think that things can change. But I think a lot of times it's easy to give up.
Yeah.
So don't.
Thank you. And thank you for that challenge. Thank you for your gentle spirit. And I'm grateful, Tim, personally, for our friendship and for your hanging in there with me, both in being a kind friend, but also in your words of truth to me over the years and your challenging of me, which I need and I really appreciate. And thank you for challenging us today. And Tim, would it be okay if I closed our time in prayer?
I would very much appreciate that. Thank you.
Let's pray together. Lord, I thank you so much for Tim, for Mother Emmanuel Church, and for all they have stood for all these years. I thank you for Tim's encouraging and courageous words tonight, his honesty and his genuine desire to hang in there with racial justice, but also reminding us how important it is to hang in there together and not give up. I ask your blessings on him, on his teaching, on his school, on his church, and all the many ways that you use his life in such good and healing ways. Most of all, we give thanks for the greatest gift of all in Jesus Christ. It's in his name we pray. Amen.
Amen, my brother. It's always good spending time with you.
And you, my friend. Take care. Thank you. God bless you.
Same here.